Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 19th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, Apple has sent an open letter to music artists who make their content available on Apple Music. Most significantly, the letter says that Apple Music pays an average of 1 cent per stream. This is roughly twice what Spotify pays, according to the latest estimates. Streaming services are trying to show that they are friendly to artists, especially as revenue from concerts and touring craters during the pandemic. Music rights holders have publicly protested about the current state of revenue sharing in music streaming, in the hope that new deals can be negotiated with leading platforms like Apple Music and Spotify. And although Apple Music pays more per stream, overall revenue from Spotify is higher because Spotify has more users. Apple Music last reported that it had crossed the 60 million user mark in June of 2019, and it has not released any newer subscriber numbers in the 2 years since then. Spotify claims that it has more than 150 million paying subscribers, plus another 200 million using its ad-free tier. And something else to keep in mind is that each per-stream cent of a song does not go straight to the artist. That penny is divided among each of the different rights holders, including labels, publishers, and other distributors. Only a fraction actually goes to the recording artist. Apple also added that royalties were paid out to more than 5 million recording artists worldwide in 2020. The number of artists that generated recording and publishing royalties over $1 million per year increased over 120% since 2017. Apple says that this open letter will be part of a new ongoing series to keep artists informed, so we can expect more updates like this on the business side of Apple Music in the future. In other news today, ahead of tomorrow's spring-loaded special Apple event, a new report from Wedbush says that the expected new iPad Pros will be more expensive than their predecessors. Apple is expected to announce two new iPad Pro models, with an A14X processor inside, mini LED display technology on the 12.9-inch, and Thunderbolt connectivity for the first time. As such, Wedbush predicts a modest price increase for the new iPad Pros. The analyst firm does not go into details, but for reference, the current 11-inch model of the iPad Pro ranges from $799 to $1499, and the 12.9-inch model goes from $999 through $1649. So with the new display technology and perhaps the addition of 5G connectivity, it's certainly possible to see how Apple could justify increasing those prices. Something else to consider is that there's also now the iPad Air, which goes for $599 in its base configuration. So one way for Apple to better differentiate the iPad Air from the 11-inch iPad Pro would be to increase the prices of the iPad Pro. Regardless, we'll just have to wait a little bit longer to see what changes Apple actually has in store for the iPad Pro lineup this year. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind the latest popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile insights and trends every week. This Week in Apps is data first with no fluff, and you can sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, so you don't want to miss out. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Over the weekend, the reliable Twitter source Love to Dream cryptically hinted that Apple could announce its new iMac during the April 20th event. Love to Dream posted an image of Apple's invite artwork for the event alongside an image of the G3 iMac lineup in all of its various colors. The indication here is that the colors on the invite could correspond to the colors of the new iMac. Notably, this comes after Love to Dream previously tweeted an image of the event invite with the caption, "Enjoy these colors." John Prosser had previously reported that Apple's new iMacs would be available in an array of colors similar to the iPad Air. The new tweets from Love to Dream seem to corroborate that and suggest that at least one model could be announced this week. Apple is in the process of transitioning the Mac lineup to the Apple Silicon processors, and the iMac is believed to be next in the pipeline. In addition to Apple Silicon and new colors, the iMac is expected to get a complete redesign, which would be its first in around a decade. Bloomberg reported in January that the redesigned iMac will feature a design inspired by the Pro Display XDR. The report described the new iMac as, quote, one of the biggest visual updates to any Apple product this year. As part of the redesign, the display size of the iMac lineup is expected to increase. The 21.5-inch model is rumored to be increased to 24 inches, while the 27-inch model could go to either 30 inches or 32 inches. And finally, rumors have suggested that the redesigned 24-inch iMac could potentially be announced before the larger version because of the different processors that Apple could use inside. So it's possible that at tomorrow's event, we see the new 24-inch iMac in its all-new design and new colors, but not the larger version. You can learn more about what to expect at Apple's special event tomorrow in our full roundup, which is linked in the show notes below. And of course, we will have full coverage right here on 9to5 Mac Daily tomorrow afternoon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5 Mac Daily. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.